The Coast 186.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you this morning. Coming up on Wednesday night next week, the CEX Community Crew sleep out at the stadium, and our boss, Luke Campbell's going to be sleeping out there, as will be many other locals around the Coast Coast. And it's great because the funding gets split that is raised, and one of those local charities that does get half of the money raised is Bridging the Gap. I've got Sherry and Paul joining me right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
I'll just start with you firstly, Sherry. Now, tell me about a little bit about Bridging the Gap.
So Bridging the Gap was founded 18 years ago by Jean Clayton, who's seen a gap in a lot of people committing suicide, and 75% of people that do that are men. And we're just seeing a gap in the market there that really needed to be handled. And so she volunteered for 18 years. She never received payment and kept it running. And, yeah, it's just been a massive need in the community, unfortunately.
In probably, I suppose, the last, well, I mean, would be probably 18 to 20 years or so, there's been a big shift, hasn't there, when it comes to conversations around suicide. It used to be one of those things that you don't dare talk about. There's still some of that kind of stigma, but at least we are talking more about it now.
Yes, we definitely see a change in the 18 years that we've been running. So when it first started, it was very like the elephant in the room. No one really talked about it. And now we get a lot of people that, you know, can come in and they're comfortable to say, well, hey, I'm not actually feeling so good, and these are my thoughts and feelings. And one of the biggest things is men don't feel like they can have a cry. And as soon as they start, it's like, yes, let it out and let's talk about it. What's happening?
Now, Paul, tell me about what you do there at Bridging the Gap.
I run a Cook on the Budget program when I can, but I'm the barista as well. I run Heaven's Honey Coffee Tarts just to help raise funds for Bridging the Gap, and we pay for food and other things like that. We've got a bit of help in the local community with a few local guys. Bruce Hibbard's on board with us, and he helps out when he can. And, yeah, I basically just do the cooking and pump out coffee all day. If anyone's interested, Heaven's Honey's just opened. We've been here for 3 months. I've got a trailer as well. I'm actually doing the equestrian event this long weekend, so that's going to help out a lot. But all the money raised from that coffee cart comes towards Bridging the Gap and helping the men and their families in the local community.
It must be rewarding, is it, to, you know, see some of the results and to be able to help local people?
It's tear-jerking, it really is. Like, I'm tearing up now just thinking of some of the stories I've heard and some of the people we've helped. And I've been along the journey for the past 18 years, but I haven't been fully involved. And just recently, in the last 2 years, I've become a little bit more involved. And, it's just overwhelming, some of the stories you hear and seeing the recoveries of men and their families that have been broken, torn apart by drugs, alcohol and other addictions. Yeah.
Paul, tell me why you got involved more in the last couple of years.
I actually suffered a severe head injury. It was a few years ago, but I have a lot of issues managing with work and other things. And these guys just really helped me out and gave me an opportunity. And I started chefing again. Chefing's my passion. A lot of the local guys would know me. I've chefed in this town forever. And Bridging the Gap gave me the opportunity to come on board. I wrote a teaching program and taught some guys, and then one thing led to another. Now I'm running a coffee cart here.
That's brilliant. And Sherry, yeah. I mean, to be able to come every day to a place where you know you're making a difference, how does that feel?
Like Paul said, it's just it's overwhelming to see, you know, that some of these stories are really horrific. And when you can sit down with someone and work through it with them, and then you see them come out the other side and they've got a smile and a twinkle back in their eye, and that's what we do it for.
Lovely.
So, really beautiful to see.
What difference will this make by getting this funding from the CEX Community Crew Sleepout?
It means that we can stay open. It's a massive thing for us. We're not government funded. We get the odd grant here and there. But our main funding comes from the CEX Sleepout and some of our donors within the community, as Paul mentioned before. Mike Ford, Bruce Hibbard, and a couple of other donors that don't want to be mentioned. And they just, yeah, we wouldn't be open without it.
A lot of thank you goes out to the volunteers as well. It's their time that's very valued. Like, it's unbelievable how much just a little hand can help, you know, someone in the kitchen for a day or someone else just having a chat to somebody at the back. It's just incredible. The volunteers are like awesome. They make a world of difference.
Yeah, and we've seen over 1,000 people in the last financial year and over 80 new clients. So it's very needed.
Unbelievable. Well, look, thank you for what you guys do for our community and all the best. And thanks so much for having a chat to us this morning.
Thanks,
Murphy.
Yeah, Bridging the Gap do amazing things. And that's just one of the charities, along with Warina, who will be receiving the funding from the CEX Community Crew Sleeper. Just head to our Triple M Facebook page, Triple M Coffs Coast. You'll see pinned to the top the post and the link there if you'd like to donate as well. This is Triple M.